Weather is the big concern on the eve of the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. A mix of rain, snow, and fog have hit the outdoor venues, threatening postponement of some events and creating challenging conditions for others. But the relatively warm weather is no surprise to an American cross-country ski technician who has spent 2.5 winters at the Olympic course. He's been quietly testing how to grind the bottoms of cross-country skis so that Americans ski fast even in the worst weather for speed. NPR's Howard Berkus has his story.
In a rain-soaked subdivision in Squamish, British Columbia, the garage door of a small ranch house hides a massive $75,000 grinding machine and dozens of cross-country skis resting on racks on the walls.
Okay, now listen very carefully because I'm going to show you one of our proprietary top-secret U.S. ski team grinds. This is one that could give us an advantage, all right?
Zach Caldwell pulls a ski off the wall and slides its base across a round, coarse, and spinning stone. The stone was etched by a diamond cutting tool with a nearly invisible pattern of angled lines. And as the ski emerges from the grinder, it too has the same pattern.
This one is a winner. This is a good one. Yeah, very well proven.
In the last 2.5 years, Caldwell and an assistant have tested more than 6,000 combinations of grinds and skis and snow and weather conditions. It's been an exhaustive search for the perfect ski base patterns that fit the kinds of conditions cross-country athletes are likely to encounter, specifically at the Olympic course near Whistler. According to Caldwell, no other Olympic team, including the home snow Canadians, have been testing and grinding on location for so long.
In my experience, it's entirely unique. Here we have the opportunity to be very specific, and because the grinder is close enough to the venue that we can be grinding skis the night before a race, we have the ability to respond in an extremely specific way to the conditions that are coming.
Caldwell ended up near the Olympic cross-country venue when his wife became coach of a Canadian youth ski training program. He left a thriving ski grinding business in Vermont, trucked his grinder to Squamish, and approached the U.S. ski team, which provided about $60,000, a donated pickup truck, and a volunteer to help with the testing. All that gives the American skiers some home field advantage in one of the world's most maddening climates for skis.
If you were in an environment where the prevailing storm system is incredibly moisture-laden and then passes over an ice field and crystallizes to a very, very sharp level and then falls into 100% humidity near freezing conditions, you have a very challenging situation where there's a lot of moisture and very sharp crystalline snow.
And that's what you have here.
That's what we have here.
The sharp snow crystals tend to grab skis that glide over them, and the heavy moisture creates friction between ski and snow. The right patterns ground into the base of a ski can dissipate the gripping effect of the crystals and moisture, allowing the skier to glide more quickly. Finding the right patterns is elusive because the conditions in this marine climate change quickly and can mix sun, rain, and snow, all at the same course on the same day.
I see a lot of confused faces around here, and I know I spent the first year here really making skis slow. The snow acts in ways that are really contrary to expectation. Frankly, we get our butts kicked if we don't learn the snow that's local to the area.
To learn the snow and the response of different grinds, Caldwell and ski tester Eric Nielsen set up speed tests on a snowy hill in Whistler.
6163.
Okay, we have a loser.
That was a big
looper. Caldwell punches the results into a spreadsheet on his laptop as Nielsen heads up the hill again on different skis with a different grind. Caldwell says the right grind on the right skis on the right skier in the right conditions can shave significant time over the course of a race.
I'm talking about the difference between 15th place and first place.
It could be that much of a difference?
Yeah, in the right conditions, falling snow in the right conditions, there will definitely be people taken off of the podium because their skis aren't good. No one's going to win the race because of the skis, but there are people that are going to lose because their skis are bad.
Have you come to conclusions about the snow and the snow conditions here?
Yes.
And they are?
I'll tell you in March.
By then, the U.S. Nordic ski team hopes to have ended the Olympics with the first American medals in the sport in 36 years. In fact, cross-country skiing is considered one of the possible breakthrough sports for the U.S. team, given recent World Cup success for several skiers. Team officials in Caldwell hope the 2.5 years of testing and grinding will help give those athletes a winning edge. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.
And you can see what those grinding patterns look like at our website, npr.org. You can also follow our coverage of the Vancouver Winter Games on Twitter. Find us at NPR Olympics. That's all one word.